Hi, this is Beezy, and I'm speaking with Arthur Paul today. Hey, Arthur, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Beezy. How about you?
I'm doing great. And what I'd love to do is hear a little bit about what you've been doing as it relates to your freedom story, courtesy notices, and just how you're changing how you interact and show up in the world now that the shift is taking place.
Well, great. Yeah, I'll give a little background of myself. I've been in business and had some success in business, and then started waking up to the idea that the world is not quite what we've been led to believe around the 2008 presidential primaries, and around that time, you know, we got a diagnosis of my son with autism, and started going, wow, you know, what's going on with you know, stuff, and we started poking around, and you know, my wife and I, and led us, you know, the different breadcrumbs kind of led us to a real awakening to what's going on. Loved the movie Thrive, which I highly recommend as a big picture awakening, and then really started hearing about the One People's Public Trust, the One People's Movement, right at the very beginning when the announcements came out in the end of December 2012, and watched it pretty closely. It was really following what was going on with the courtesy notices, and actually put my first courtesy notice in on March 8th when version 6 came out of the courtesy notices.
Uh-huh.
And decided that, you know, I had been playing with our mortgage servicing corporation for a little while, missing a couple payments, seeing, you know, how they would respond and what, you know, they would send me and, you know, what their interaction would be. And I basically, I got the process of what they were doing. And then when courtesy notice, the version 6 came out, then I decided, okay, now's my time. So I sent it off to them, and you know, I believe that it's a success so far, although I'd like to say that it's, you know, I'm 120 days beyond the alleged due date of my payment that was allegedly supposed to be made in beyond January. And I think with the intention that I put behind what I was sending, that they've kept it very professional, and the private individuals that I'm working with, on the surface, it seems like they're kind of disregarding it, but, you know, with a few invoices, and they've stopped contacting me. And I also happen to follow whether there's a notice of default on our property, and we do not have a notice of default.
Right. You made the decision. You, obviously, it's a joint property, so you and your wife made the decision to employ the courtesy notice. You sent it. Do you have the, was it in March you said that you sent the courtesy notice?
Yeah, March 8th.
Okay. Yep. And when's the payment usually due? What's the date of the month that the payment is usually due?
It's usually due on the first of the month, and it's late on the 16th.
Okay, so you kind of sent that right in the middle. And then you reference them, which I love because it's just matter of fact, you as private individuals. These are not people from a bank or a corporation. They really are private individuals. So you have had a little interaction with them after that, and then you started invoicing them. Is that how it flowed?
And what I found is that most of these, at least the mortgage servicing corporations, and I'm not sure what it would be like with the actual banking institutions, but they're on these automated systems, and you know they have these triggers, these date triggers that automatically generate these letters, and the letters come, you know, via mail. Sometimes the trigger will have them send it out via registered mail, and every time I got one of these automated form letters, I basically sent an invoice. And so the two people that I have, the two private individuals that I've sent courtesy notices to, have been getting a series of invoices. You know, the most recent one, and, you know, I actually sent one for the property tax, too. interesting thing is that the Mortgage Servicing Corporation paid my property tax for me.
That was very nice of them.
So I didn't get an opportunity to see how that was going to, you know, progress. In the letter that they said that they sent me, they said, okay, so we paid your property tax for you, and we're going to send you an escrow statement. In my invoice to my respondents, I indicated, you know, hey, look, you know, here's another invoice because of this. And by the way, you know, whatever form letter that was generated indicated that there's going to be an escrow statement coming my way. And I just want to tip you off that that's going to be grounds for another invoice. And so you might want to, you know, right hand might want to talk to the left hand so that you you can head that off if you have an ability to do so.
Right.
And so I never got the escrow statement.
Ah, there you go.
So there seems to me, you know, certainly they've got the information and they're really looking at it and trying to figure out what's right. Most people didn't know that they were working in support of the slavery system.
Right.
I mean, they just didn't. They've been on this hamster wheel of life for years and decades, and just doing what they've, you know, been hired to do, and not knowing what the big picture is.
Sure, they just thought they had a job, and they were, you know, part of that job is to get tough, as it were, sometimes with people, and they thought it's the way the game was played.
Yeah, exactly, and the courtesy notice and some of the cover letters that we're sending off and the energy that we're putting behind, you know, these communications to these private individuals is really causing them to look under the surface and question things. And that's the sense that I feel, and that's the experience that I'm, you know, sensing, you know, with, you know, the Mortgage Servicing Corporation. I'm you know, working with a parking ticket that my wife got, and so they don't quite know what to do with us either.
Mm-hmm. Describe to me for a moment, you said that talking about the energy that you're and the intent you're putting behind what you're sending out. So if you would, describe, is that a process you go through? Is it just something that you connecting through your heart? Describe for everybody what that's like.
Okay, so, you know, at the end of each cover letter, you know, I sign off with In La Ketch, which is Mayan for I am another yourself. And I'm treating these people like they're my brother and sister, and that, you know, hey, look, you know, I don't want to harm you, and I know that you don't, you know, you a private individual, you don't want to harm me either, and so, you know, we just really want to progress and live, you know, in you know, peace, love, abundance, and freedom, and we know we can get there, the energy that I'm putting in is basically, you know, as if we're already there, we're in this process of transforming, but it's already there. And that these guys are going to get it. You know, they're not going to look at it and just, you know, maybe they'll look at it and disregard it once or twice, but after, you know, three or four invoices with the right energy behind each one, And it's the words that I use. It's the words that I use in the cover documents. I'm sending my invoices via email, and so I'll in the cover email with the invoice attachment, I'll put generally positive energy behind it and say, hey, you know, and really it's your own free will whether you want to pursue this or not, and you might want to try and figure out how to stop the computer automated, you know, auto-generated, you know, responses to this stuff, and you know, hey, let's kind of get through this. And I'll also send some appreciation to them.
Right.
And, you know, I appreciate, you know, that you're in a very different, you know, situation with these letters coming from me, and you know, I just want to let you know that there is a neat future for us on the other side of the nonsense. And you know, you can play a part of that, and ultimately you will, So why not start now?
Yeah, well, that's beautiful. And what you describe, because you're using email, and we'll have all the particulars down further down there on the post with this audio of exactly what Arthur does, so don't worry about that. You'll see that. But what you're describing is not only a practical, specific, having to do with a tool and bringing it forth, but it's bringing in the balance of those energetics and the energy vibration, the intention, the love, the knowing that we're all one is marvelous. And I know that people can feel that. Email, just like a Skype window or something like that, is as good as being in person because it's an energetic envelope. It holds that space open. You infuse that email with your clarity and your intention, your knowing that you are brothers and sisters and you're communicating. And so when they get it, you're right. The first time they probably ignore it or whatever. And then they start to feel what's actually going on. And it infuses not only their email inbox, but the whole system within which they work.
Exactly. Everybody that they, you know, they, their first response has got to be, you know, hey, I better pass this up to legal to see if, you know, if this has got any truth to it, or if there are any consequences to me, you know, disregarding it, or what, you know, what I should really do. And so these courtesy notices are touching many hands, many desktops, you know, email systems that they're going through, many inboxes. And so it's exciting. I'm really glad that that those who crafted, you know, architected this this process decided to go in at the grassroots, and rather than just try and hit the people at the top, because, you know, the people at the top, they, you know, many of them, I don't know, maybe many of them, maybe half of them, I really don't know how many know what's really going on, but the people at the grassroots, at the lower levels of the alleged corporations that do this, they don't know, they're completely clueless. They have no idea.
Right.
And so when we're sending information to them saying, hey, look, you know, there is no evidence at all that the bank that allegedly loaned the money had any rights, title, or ownership to the funds that they allegedly lent. And that's part of, you know, part of the communication to these, you know, these folks that have that are supporting the debt slavery side of it.
That's right. And can you imagine when they read your courtesy notice, or they think about it, maybe not the first time, but the second or third or whatever, especially when they get an invoice from you, and the light bulb that goes on, that it probably never even occurred to them, where does the money come from for this loan? Because they know, regardless of what part of the puzzle they were, you know, were functioning in the whole purported corporation and everything, they know that those questions were asked of you. If you try to pay for something, especially a large amount of money for a house or down payment or any of those kinds of things, they always, banks swim the money back upstream. They want to know where it came from. There's a whole walk goes on, and it's like, duh.
Hey,
wait a minute, this guy's asking the same question, and it never occurred to me to think of it that way.
That's really neat that you say that, and that's exactly right. You know, if I were to loan you a car, you'd want to know that it's my car and that I had the right to loan it to you.
That's right.
So, is that title in your name? Is you really do own the car, right? Okay, yeah, I'd be happy to borrow it and pay you a little bit of, you know, rental fee or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so it's all very interesting, and you know, it's exciting. I think that this whole effort and movement is really doing so much to wake folks up, and we're in a special time, and you know, there's going to be, you know, there's an era of abundance. You know, I followed free energy as part of, you know, some of the breadcrumbs that led me to you know, the looking at the debt side of things. And free energy is, you know, once we get over the debt slavery and once we get free energy released, you know, then the world is going to change in such a dramatic, positive way. you know, there'll be you know, food and water production, you know, everywhere on the planet, and community sustainability, and that's really and so we don't need all the central controls and government, you know, big government controls. It could all come down to you know, an individual level, but probably a community level is where it's going to really hit a sweet spot.
Absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to finish up with, Arthur, by asking you is you've been working with the courtesy notices, obviously probably been working with the foreclosure flyers and some conversations. So in this moment, knowing what you know, having the empowerment and seeing that you're connecting to people, what do you feel is your next step, and probably more of an energetic as well as a, you know, boots on the ground stepping out? What's your next step to connect to more people and widen this circle of sharing, of information, of awakening?
Well, the you know, there's a certain confidence that comes when you chat with other people, and you can do so in a with a little bit of a certainty behind you. And so I, for me, you know, I handed off some foreclosure flyers a week and a half or so ago to some banks, three banks on one day, and that gave me a little bit, even a little bit more confidence, because they, you know, one of the three kind of was a little bit dismissive, but the two of the three were really appreciative that I stopped by, and you know, Chase Binney did that once, and
right.
Or probably more than once, but there was a parallel, because one of them said, "Oh well, I'll put it up in the lunch," and that's exactly what happened with Chase Binney. So I think that probably the best thing that I can do is get out from behind my computer and do a little bit more of that, and maybe even do some things on a community level where people are. Most people know that things don't add up, that there's something going on.
Right.
And so, you know, finding the right avenue to create a community meeting and have this be part of that community meeting would, you know, I think is going to be the most impactful thing. And so I get out, you know, I have two young children, and we were at the park 2 days ago, and, you know, the parent of one of the kids that my daughter was playing with, he and I connected, and, you know, it's the law of attraction, and we were, you know, we were meant to talk, and so, you know, we shared some information. He had some information for me, and I had some information for him, and so we're going to be keeping in touch. And then yesterday that happened again. So there's all these synchronicities, and it's really meant to happen right now.
Absolutely. I see the foreclosure flyer. Actually, we're working on one on the IUV site to morph into a freedom flyer. And so you've got these conversations going on over hot dogs and kite flying and days,
yep,
in the picnics, lunches in the park, just as you were talking about, play dates.
Yep.
And it's spreading the word and meeting people where they are, literally and figuratively. So what they're interested in, what they're passionate about, and just striking up a conversation and letting it happen in the moment. You know, you mentioned that you gain confidence from the steps you've taken and seeing results from your courtesy notices and then going into the banks with the foreclosure flyer. But all of that confidence comes from you. It's not the piece of paper, really, that's making this happen. That's just an excuse to let you step into your own brilliance and meet people and let your energy shine.
Yeah, and so getting out and just talking with more people and then building a little community space to allow more of that to happen is really the next step in my world. And then obviously, you know, keeping up with all the good stuff that, you know, on the IUV website, and thank you for doing all that you're doing on that, BZ. And keeping up with, you know, what's going on in Morocco and you know, around the world with the other great people who are part of the one people making this happen is part of it as well.
Yeah, it's a myriad of light shining bright and all weaving together in a great cosmic dance. Well, thank you, Arthur, for talking with us, sharing your story, and I'll hope that you will come back and share more of your play date and picnic conversations, because I think that's the next step. That's the repurposing and the new creation of new tools to really get people waking up.
Well, yeah, my pleasure for being on with you, and I'd be happy to in the future. And thanks so much for doing this and all the interviews and everything that you're doing, BZ. The website's fantastic. And love to you. Big love to you and everyone. And thanks again.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.